everyone. Thanks for joining me in this episode of What's Your Story, where we have conversations with storytellers who've made a powerful impact on pop culture and have truly inspirational stories to share with us. Today, I have with me Ashok Kumar, who has co-authored this amazing book, Cyber Encounters, Cops Encounters with Online Criminals. A little bit about Ashok Kumar. He completed his BTech and MTech from IIT Delhi and joined the IPS in 1989. And has served in various challenging assignments in UP and Uttarakhand. Presently, he's posted as Director General of Police in Uttarakhand. Before this assignment, he worked as a Chief of Intelligence and Security Officer and also DG of Law and Order. He received the UN Medal for serving in strife-torn Kosovo in 2001. He was awarded the Indian Police Medal for Meritorious Service in 2006 and President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service in 2013. He has co-authored three other books, and this is his third novel, which will be released on the 24th of April of this month. Ashok, sir, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. Kiran Bedi has described your book as a must-read for anyone interested in protecting themselves from the most common cyber crimes. Tell us a bit about your journey, sir. What led you to write this book?
In fact, cybercrime is the latest challenge for police. And the volume of cybercrime that's happening nowadays, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. The numbers are so big that it's very difficult for us to handle these numbers. Therefore, to stop cybercrime, people need to be aware. People need to be made aware. So that is the biggest reason that I have written this book for. So that people know how cybercrime happens, and how they get trapped into the crime, and how they can protect themselves from being trapped. So that is the idea of writing this book. And that's what prompted me to write this book along with my co-author, that so that people are more and more aware about cyber crimes, and so that they can protect themselves from cyber fraudsters.
Right. So this book is about 12 such accounts of cyber crimes. So tell me, like, which account or which story in this book was the most challenging for you as a police officer to, like, investigate and solve? Which is, if you have to choose the one story among the 12.
So there are actually all the stories have been very difficult for us, and we have taken difficult stories only. But still, I would say there is a story of, the most expensive dog. That was very difficult.
The most expensive?
Dog.
Oh, wow.
Like in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A woman who lost her husband during Corona and who wanted to buy a dog for her daughter, a puppy for her daughter, and who got into the trap. The puppy was told to be the cost was around 15,000. And she ended up paying 66 lakh rupees.
Oh my God. Okay.
Some in the name of security, some in the name of custom clearance. And so again and again, fraudsters kept defrauding her. And very late, she realized. Initially, she lost 20 lakhs or so. And then she was always promised that you do next step and you will get back everything. So finally, she lost 66 lakh rupees. And then she realizes that it was all fraud. Then she came to us. Then she reported the case to police. And then to crack it was a real challenge. Mm-hmm. Finally, it succeeded. And the main criminal was from Cameroon.
Right.
And there was a lady he was using, which was from Northeast. So it took us real lot of following. And at one stage, we thought we will not be able to catch the main culprit, but finally we made it. So it was the toughest case, we can say, that we cracked.
Right, sir. And I don't think people will believe that yours is actually a non-fiction book, with the kind of stories that you have in the book, and especially about this particular story that you shared with us. So it will be, like, not only very interesting, but also, I would say, like, kind of funny at times to read these stories of, you know, everyday incidents that happen to normal people. So, yeah.
Funny also, Yeah, funny also, and then they'll know how they get trapped. Because right. These are all real life stories. These have happened right. with someone or the other. So,
right.
and they become funny also sometimes. We are not even able to believe how she came down to this, that she lost 66 lakhs. But wow. suddenly, that's how people get trapped and keep on getting trapped again and again.
Right. So we want to delve a little bit about your illustrious career. Like, you are an engineer from IIT, and then you started, like, you joined the IPS. So tell us a bit about that. Why did you join the force? What made you join the force?
Actually, in my days, most of the IITians used to go out of the country. They right. used to aspire for, you know, GRE, GMAT, and education from US, big universities of US, etc. But I wanted to serve the country. But after third year of my engineering, we are given industrial training, which I did with Usha Fanch, Calcutta. And right. there I realized that probably engineering is not my cup of tea. I may not mm-hmm. be happy doing the engineering job throughout my life. So there I switched the line of my career. And I wanted a job where we can help people directly, where we can make a lot of difference in the lives of people.
Right.
We can the poor, the downtrodden. And so I chose the path of civil services. That's Fantastic. How I IPS. Yeah.
Your journey is fascinating, sir. Fascinating. Tell us a bit about your journey as an author. What made you become an author? How did you start writing?
See, I started into got into the hobby of reading about at the age of about 15, after passing my 10th. Mm-hmm. And then I started writing my diary on the advice right. of a good friend, close friend.
Right.
So, and when I joined IPS, and during the first 2-3 years, I felt initially I was in a dilemma whether mm-hmm. I come to the right place or not, because I thought I would be making a big difference after doing the civil services, after joining the IPS. But initially I was in a dilemma. And during the training period. But after the training period, when I got into the real job, then I found that I come to the right place. This
right.
Because this service really gives us a big opportunity to help the people. So, and these close and very sensitive incidences, I used to keep writing in my diary. Mm. Whenever I felt very strongly about some incident, some crime, some woman being wronged, or some criminal grabbing the land, you know, land grabbing mafia, and then gangsters asking for extortion money even from jails. So all those incidents where I felt that felt very strongly. So I used to note down in my diary. So my wife asked me one day after 20 years of service, why don't you pen it down in a book? In the form of a book, such a big good sensitive material. And mm-hmm. so came my first book, Human Khaki. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the purpose was to tell the people that within this very system, we can make a big difference. Usually mm-hmm. people keep criticizing the system. Nothing can be done. This system is rotten, this, that. But I have taken the other side of the story in that book, Human in Khaki. In all the stories I'm telling that, yes, you can really make a big difference. We can really help the people. We can really help the victim. We can do victim-oriented policing within this very system. So that mm-hmm. was the purpose of writing that first book, Human in Khaki. And also that the people in khaki, the police people, police persons are also like other human beings. And they have the same common hurt. And that's how the book came.
Mm-hmm. So for you, writing was always something that you did even as a young child. It was not something that you started much later in your life. You always maintained a diary account.
Yeah, I always.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Starting right. from my 10th.
10th. Right.
And I kept writing even in IIT days. Even in 1 year, I was awarded the best author award in IIT Delhi also.
Oh, nice. Nice, sir. Okay. So now when do you find the time to write? Because now you have a very busy career. And so now, like, when do you find the time during your busy schedule to sit and write? Like, do you have any rituals, like writing rituals, like, okay, you know what, I need to find this time during the day. I need to write 4 lines or 5 lines, or I'll write during the weekend. Like, how do you write today in the middle of your very busy career?
See, again, as I told you, like the first book, I choose the topic that this topic now needs to be attended to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for me, the latest challenge as on date is cyber crimes and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the case with the whole of the country, not just Uttarakhand. Cyber crime knows no boundaries.
Right.
People sitting thousands of miles away are committing cyber crime. They don't need to come to the place of occurrence. So, and the volume is so much. People sitting in Jamtara or Mewat or Nigeria or Cameroon are committing cyber crimes. Therefore, this very challenge and how to overcome this challenge, that has, you know, prompted me that we should come up with a book to make the people aware. And that's why I need take the help of a co-author, because writing a book requires about 6 months to more than 6 months.
Yeah.
So with the help of the co-author, that is the big advantage, that he can do the detailing.
Right.
I can make the broad framework and he can do the detailing. He can help me with the details.
So you write whenever an incident happens that you feel should be shared.
Yes, I write whenever I feel I have a very strong feeling.
Right.
I write my diary.
Right.
In early days, I used to be very, very, very frequent.
Mm.
But with the joining of service, the life has become very tough, as you said, very challenging. Mm-hmm. My time constraints are there. So I write only on those days when I feel something very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
This thing happened, this case came to me, and I felt like this, I felt very bad, or I felt very happy after cracking the case. So whatever those strong feelings, I note those down in my diary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it comes.
Right, sir. Sir, now I just want to like shift gears a little bit. And I want to ask you, like, you're doing a job where you're putting yourself in like physical danger, you know, interacting with criminals and gangsters who are actually posing a threat to you, to your life. So what kind of advice do you have for people who face fear, or to have courage in your life? You know, for other people it might be metaphorical, but for you it's very literal. You're literally like facing criminals and, you know, really bad people, to simplify it, on a day-to-day basis, and who are posing a real threat and danger to you. For most of us, this fear is metaphorical, where we are scared to do something and we don't find the courage to do certain things. So what kind of advice do you have for people, for young people specifically, who are scared, you know, to deal with fear?
I would say that just go along with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
The fear will go away. It is fear, mm-hmm. is, you know, it's all in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you just forget that part, if you don't, you know, think about it, if you don't let it take over you,
mm-hmm.
and just go along with the flow, then nothing is there. You know,
right.
My first book, you know, Haki, I talked about one encounter with terrorists in which 3,000 bullets were fired.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not feel the fear even for a moment, single moment. I had the kick of, you know, doing it successfully.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me a kick. That made me so happy. Absconding for such a long time, was wanted for such a long time. So if you are true to your duty and true to your passion, and you, then obviously you will love to have results.
Right.
That gives you the kick to do things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in that, you know, in that process, you forget the fear of anything.
Right.
If you The question is, the point is very simple. If I let fear take over me, then that feeling will get stronger and stronger.
Right.
So I will do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do just the other way around, I just don't think about fear. I just keep doing whatever is required of me as a policeman, as a police officer. So fear will not come to me.
Right. So don't let fear take over you. Don't sit in that fear.
Yes. That is my idea. That is what I have learned through my 34 years of my service. That we should not allow fear to take over us.
Right. So now let me ask you, like, since you shared, you know, you had an encounter with terrorists, what was the most scariest episode that you have faced in your life where there was a danger of being shot or killed for you and you never let fear take over for you in that situation, which was like in your long career, which has been like a scary episode for you? So people can draw inspiration from it.
The toughest was, if we talk about the real life threat.
Yeah.
This encounter particularly, which happened in Rudrapur, was the toughest for me in all my life. But I did not feel the fear even for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There have been other instances where I have, let's say, come across criminals. I've been interrogating those criminals. And then during those interrogations, it comes out that they were tracking even my wife, who's a working professor.
Right.
And they knew what dresses she wears, what kind of person she is, what are her timings. So that makes you feel that, that the threat is very real.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like threat against your family members, your loved ones.
That's also there. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, but your message is don't let fear take over you and just focus on your result, on what your job is, actually, whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, sir. Now we dealt with fear, everything. That's good. Okay, great. Now we're going to like go to the lighter segment where we are trying to get to know you, the person, the personality. So I have like a couple of questions for you. Okay. Sir, the last book that you read.
It was Perfect Health by Deepak Chopra. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm a fan of Deepak Chopra too. So that was a good book.
First book, his first book that I read was Seven Spiritual Ways of Life.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so much impressed by that. It's a small book.
Small book of life.
Yeah.
And I think that should be a handbook for pretty much everyone. It's a very small book, but with truths that can probably like apply
it to teaches us how to be happy.
Yes.
How not to take load for so many things.
Oh wow, sir. Okay, Deepak Chopra. Okay, sir. Okay,
how
nice.
How to accept things.
Right. Okay, that's a very interesting choice. Sir, your favorite author?
My favorite author.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, changed over time.
Okay. Your current favorite then?
I'll tell you. Somewhere. I used to like Hindi authors like Premchand and Agay, then I used to like Bengali authors like Sharat Chandra. Then I switched out to Russian authors, and I used to like Dostoevsky. Then I liked Charles Dickens and Hemingway.
So
over pages of life, various pages of life, I kept switching over.
Right.
So, I used to, at one stage, I liked even Chetan Bhagat, who is from my own city, Delhi, from my own state. So, I won't say that any one particular author. My choice over the years.
Nice. And your authors, the ones that you've mentioned, they're all so varied. So, that kind of shows that you're a very versatile sort of a reader. You know, you read so many different things. And you mentioned Deepak Chopra. So,
Very
nice, sir. Okay. Your favorite cop or a TV show of all time? Movie, TV show, your favorite cop? Something that you think was good, that you really enjoyed?
See, there have been so many favorite cops. Within my cadre, my first SSP, my second SSP. Mr. Ian Ryan, R.K. Bhatia. But then during the Punjab turmoil, I used to big fan of KPS Gill.
Okay. But these are your real life colleagues. But any movie or a TV show that you enjoyed that was based on cops that you thought was really good?
The problem with movie and TV shows that are based on cops are that earlier cops used to be, you know, butt of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And the police always used to reach late so that the hero could do so many things. Later on, the cops became such big heroes, larger than life, like Gingham.
Yeah.
So both sides are not true. The reality is somewhere in between.
In the middle.
So, yeah.
But did you enjoy Singham? Let me ask you. Do you like that?
Did enjoy Singham. Then there was that Arth Satya, if you know Arth Satya.
Arth Satya.
Have you seen it?
No, sir. I don't think so.
In late 80s or early 90s,
Ompuri
has the hero. Ompuri.
Okay.
In those days, it was called art movie. And it was based on the, you know, all the challenges being faced by a true cop. So, another good story in the movies.
Okay. So, your favorite movie star?
My favorite movie, Amitabh Bachchan.
Okay.
So,
okay.
My another favorite movie after in early days it was Amitabh Bachchan in my school and college days, and later on also I liked many of Amitabh movies. But my another favorite movie is Three Idiots.
Three Idiots, okay. It's funny, light, but yet with a nice message.
Very big message. It gives a very big message.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies
too. And also it's based on IIT life. Maybe that's another reason.
Okay. I think maybe you feel very nostalgic about probably those days that you spent. Okay, sir. What is your comfort food?
What is my?
Comfort food. What do you like when you're having a very busy day and then you want to eat something nice? What do you like? Comfort what do you like food. Having? Comfort food. Yeah.
Maybe mango.
Okay.
Simple. I enjoy mango.
Simple.
I'm a vegetarian and I'm not a big, food lover. I just enjoy any North Indian food. I even enjoy Bengali food. I enjoy South Indian food also. But comfort food, I would say, some kadhi palak chawal, roti or some methi kind of thing. I enjoy all this because I'm a pure vegetarian. I don't enjoy the fast food, not much. I always enjoy homemade food. I hardly go to big restaurants.
Okay, sir.
As I said, mango is my favorite.
Mango. Okay, we'll keep it as mango.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone had to play you in a movie, like you, Ashok Kumar, which movie star would you like? Which actor that you like that should play
first
you?
First choice would be Amitabh Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan, okay.
First choice
is Amitabh Bachchan. Okay, Amitabh Bachchan.
Then maybe John Abraham or Manoj Bajpayee. They've been playing real life cops also, and I like their acting also.
Yeah. Both are good. Both can play your very illustrious life convincingly. Okay, so last question, sir, in this segment. As a DGP, what keeps you up at night? What really disturbs you? What worries you?
What worries me? Sometimes the upcoming law and order situations. That is the first thing that worries us. Next day, this is going to happen. Big agitation is coming up, or some big festival is coming up. Some riot may not take place. This is the biggest one.
Right.
That some major law and order situation may not come up. And so we try to manage it in advance.
Right.
And some cities, an important case not being worked out. So that also, you know, is tough for us. And people right. are on the road. People are on the roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. So last, like as your parting words, you know, for our listeners, what advice would you give people who want to join the IPS? The ones preparing to join IPS. What advice would you give them? How would you prepare them for this life?
Firstly, I would say that this is one of the best services that our country offers. So be highly motivated to join it. You will get so much opportunity to help the people that it is worth the hard work that you are doing. Then about the hard work, I always say that along with hard work, you must do smart work also, because it's unlimited syllabus. You have to confine yourself to 90% of the course. If you try to cover 100%, you can never do it. Even Google does not have 100% information, only 99%. So stick to 90%, prepare it strongly so that you can answer, you can write better answers instead of spreading your energy to trying to cover the whole course. This is my first advice. Mm-hmm. This is what I call hard work plus smart work. Then I also say that we must be focused and we must cut ourselves off from various other things in life when we are preparing for something big like Arjun. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, our determination and willpower should be very strong. We should have that perseverance. You know, it's a big exam, biggest exam that India has. So if you are preparing for civil services, be prepared for a setback, but be strong, have the determination. If you have the willpower, you will do it.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I think those are excellent parting words for this session. Thank you so much for joining me in this session, sir. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Manisha. Thank you so much.